Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, bucks. Diamond things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, man. God is in the blessing business all day, every day. God got hundreds of millions of blessings that he passes out every day. All I want to do is be the recipient that I'm the recipient of what he has for me. That's all I want. I just want God's favor, and I want God's blessings. You know, of course, I need his mercy and his grace, but I just want his blessings and his favor. I want that in my life because it does things for me that I'm absolutely incapable of doing for myself. And I've been a recipient of many of those. And you can be the recipient of them too. You already are, really. Really, you already are. If you're getting up every morning, that's a blessing. If you're getting one day closer to anything you're trying to accomplish, that's a blessing. But now, let me talk to you about this part right here, folks, because this is the part that messes people up a great deal. What happens when you get off track? What is that? What does that mean when you get off track? See, I've been off track. I can't tell you how many times. And it happens in so many aspects of your life. But what is it that makes getting off track so debilitating to some people? You know, there are some people who once they're off track, they off course. They off the dream. They on to something else. And you cannot allow the fact that you've gotten off track to stop you. Can I tell you something? Everybody gets off track. Nobody does a diet exactly, meal per meal, calorie by calorie, exact. Everybody makes mistakes. But somehow, there are people who have made a success of themselves. There are people who are living their life's dreams. There are people who lose weight in spite of getting off track. See, what happens when you get off track, here's the simple thing to do. The simple thing is just to get back on track. Now, but that's easier said than done, ain't it, Steve? Yeah, because see, people, when you get off track, here's some of the things that happen. See, you get here come the naysayers, some of them from the outside, some of them internally. Here's what gets said when you get off track. See, I told you. I told you. You know, you start hearing that. It's not for you. Okay? This is all just because you got off track. It's not for you. Okay, here's another one. It ain't meant to be. You can hear it or you can say it. Well, I guess it's just not meant to be. These are all things that people say to themselves once they get off track. You can't do it. Well, I don't guess I can do it. Here's another one. I thought you said that you was going to make it. You know, I was sure hoping I could have made it. It comes external or internal, but these are just some of the things that's that. I thought you said you was going to lose weight. Well, you know, I had tried to lose some weight. I'm just going down the list of some of the things that goes through a person's mind when they get off track. But let me ask you a question, though. Who made the rule that when you get off track, you can't get back on? Who made that rule? Where is that written that once you get off track, you can't get back on? See, because I'm going to tell you something, folks, there's no such rule. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. See, everybody in pursuit of a dream, a goal, an aspiration, or a mission is going to get off track sometimes. You're going to get derailed. There are going to be days where you're not going to get it right. There are going to be days where you feel like giving up. There's going to be days when you're just going to flat out get it wrong. That's the journey. But let me tell you something. Every successful person that I know, ever met, talked to, sat down and chopped it up with, have shared one thing in common. We all get off track. We all get it wrong along the way. I don't care who the person is. The president got it wrong along the way. Your pastor got it wrong along the way. Choir director Dwight got it wrong along the way. The principal at your school got it wrong along the way. The valedictorian of your class got it wrong along the way. The star of the team got it wrong along the way. They've all been off track. Your boss down at your job, he got it wrong along the way. Your immediate supervisor got it wrong along the way. Everybody I know that has any measure of success in every level that you call success, however you want to label it, has gotten off track. As a matter of fact, it's impossible. Listen to me. It is impossible not to get off track in pursuit of your dreams, goals, visions, aspirations. It is impossible. Don't you let nobody tell you that they got through life unscathed, that they made it because they was just so determined and I would let nothing turn me back. Yeah, you might not have let nothing turn you back because you're here. Oh, but you thought about it. Oh, you thought about it on days when you was off track. But see, people don't like to tell the whole story. They just want you to think as much as you can about them. So when they tell you their story, they leave out the stuff along the way. It was just hard work and determination that got me here. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was the fact that you got off track and the grace and mercy of God allowed you to get back on. His forgiveness allowed you to get back on because you would not believe what some of the people have done. So when you get off track, don't allow the naysayers outside and the big naysayer inside. Because let me tell you something. The biggest naysayer of them all comes from inside. See, it don't matter what other people say out there. It takes some time for you to learn this, and I understand, because it took me some time to learn it. See, I have a lot of naysayers out there, but I ain't operating for them. I operate and function for the ones that love me, for the ones that get me, for the ones that understand what I'm really trying to do. And so don't you be the one that doesn't allow yourself to get back on track when you get off track. Because like I said, who made the rule up that you can't get back on track? There's no such rule out there. Stop stopping yourself from getting it right. So what? You started a diet at the beginning of the year and you already off. Start another one. Start over. Try it again. Don't ever stop trying. If you stop trying, you can't make it. But if you never give up the effort, if you never give up and say it's over, it ain't over. You heard the saying, it ain't over till the fat lady sang. I never invite her. She's not invited. It ain't over till the fat lady sang. I don't know where the fat lady stay. I have not sent her an invitation to none of my events. She's not welcome here. She didn't ask me a couple of times, how come I never get invited? Because you're going to start singing. And I ain't got time for that. All right? Stop inviting the fat lady to all your events.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your undivided attention? This is the year 2019. This is the beginning of a future that we've all so gladly anticipated and awaited its arrival. And praise be to God, we are all here. Now that we are here, in the words of a great songwriter, now that we found love, what are we gonna do with it? That simply means, now that it's here, what is we gonna do with it? Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen again.
Yes, yes.
Now that we found love,
what we gonna do with
what in the world is we gonna do with it?
Say it again, Pastor. Say it again.
I said, now that we found love, what in the world is we gonna do with it?
Don't break it down, Pastor. Break it down. Break it down.
When you've been devoid of love for years, maybe.
All right.
Say maybe even a decade or so. Well, when it comes up.
Yeah.
And
pops up.
Yes, right.
Stumbles up in front of you.
Come on here, boy.
Trickle down on you.
All right.
You better say that.
A manner from heaven.
Come on.
Get away from here with that.
What when it show up in front of you, not where you can see it?
Yeah.
Shut up. Just shut your mouth.
Question becomes, what is you going to do with it?
Because
it's here now.
You is stupid with it. You stupid.
Yes. You can be stupid with it.
That's right.
You can get goofy with it.
Uh-huh.
Goofy.
You can get jiggy with it.
Yeah.
You can start feeling some kind of way about it.
Ignorant with it. You ignorant with it.
You won't put your mouth on it.
Oh, no. Come on.
You want to tangle it.
What? You better touch that thing. Don't touch it.
Put taste on it.
Touch it.
Now that we found love.
Uh-huh. Touch it.
That is the theme of this morning show.
All right.
Yes, sir.
What is you going to do with it?
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to spank that thing.
All right, yeah. Now. You're going to.
That's what I'm going to do.
You going to do what with it?
Yeah, when I find love, I'm going to spank that thing.
Spank that thing.
When you find some love.
Yeah. I'm going to show that thing what I'm working with.
Come on here now.
And as we go to commercial break at the antithesis of Shirley and Carl.
At the what?
Antithesis. That means pissed offnesses.
Yeah.
They are going to debate on what they going to do with it once they find it.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more of this show. Want it or not?
At 32 after the hour.
2019.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, so it's Tuesday now, January 8th. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions. I know you mentioned something about yours yesterday, Steve.
I ain't mentioned nothing.
In your closing remarks. And it's day 8 of the brand new year, so are you guys sticking to your resolutions? Did you guys even make resolutions?
Yeah.
I ain't made none.
I'm sticking right to it.
What's yours?
I ain't made one.
I'm right on schedule.
I ain't nothing resolved.
You're right on
schedule. I'm on schedule. Keeping my word.
Timing is everything, Junior.
Yeah. I'm doing what I'm doing. What y'all do?
But, Steve, you did mention yesterday, I'll remind you, you said that you don't necessarily wait till the beginning of the new year to do what you say you're going to do.
Right.
If you say on Christmas Day you're going to do something,
that's when
you
do it. But now I have some goals for 2019.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I like that.
And I have two major goals.
Okay.
And both of them, I believe, are health related.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
that's
first
my number
one
this year.
I am going to get my weight to 220.
220?
Okay. Yeah. That's
okay.
Good. That's good.
Okay.
All right.
That's
I'm
right
240
in there.
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 240 right now.
I need to drop 10.
Yeah, fuck it. Okay. I need to drop 20.
Okay.
This is the one that's going to throw everybody into something, but I got to put some pressure on myself.
What?
I am down to 12 cigars this year.
One a month?
One a month.
Yep.
Really?
Hold on.
And that's from what did you used to do?
One every other
one
hour.
12 a month.
12 a day. Well, that's a big change. That's a huge change.
That's
then.
A big difference.
12?
Yeah,
one a month to
that's damn near cold turkey.
Yeah.
It really is, Tommy.
I'm going to do one. I'm trying to get it down right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm down to one a week.
Wow. Okay.
I'm trying
so
to hold
started
that.
Already
is that doctor's
that.
Order?
No.
Just Steve's.
Yeah,
help.
But
that's
you know,
goal.
just me, man. I just,
yeah.
You know what really did it, man? Julian Michaels was on my television show, and she was on the ladies panel, and
trainer?
We were just,
yeah,
the trainer, Julian Michaels.
Okay. Okay.
And she was so mad at me. She said, "I said, yeah, I smoke cigars. You smoke cigars? Oh my God, no! How many cigars you smoke?" I said, "Probably 3 a week, 4 a week." Oh my God, no. No, Steve, I can't. No, you're too important. She talked to me so crazy.
On your show?
That her daughter, when I invited her back on the show to be on the female panel again, her daughter said, "Mommy, is Mr. Harvey mad at you?" And so she was very timid backstage. And I go backstage and say hello to the ladies before we start the panel. And she was going, "I'm really sorry about the other time I was yelling." And I went, "No, man, she affected me. She really did. So, I'm going to do that."
Why was she so
why,
upset?
Yeah, why?
Julie,
yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, she said you can get cancer of the mouth and stuff like
that. I heard
you know.
That. Oh, yeah, okay. As well.
But, you know, I'm not, so.
Uh-huh. You're not, dog?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you're cutting back one
a month.
One a month.
That's
so you got
goal.
A birthday
I'm down
coming
to
up.
One
Excuse me, what was
what
that?
What we gonna do then?
What was that?
Well, that'd probably be the one this month. I haven't had a cigar so far.
Okay.
But you know,
I had one cigar last week, but I haven't had a cigar this week.
Seems like if you cut back that much, you'll probably eventually give them up. You just won't smoke
well, then
them
what
at
we
all.
Gonna do with the ones you already got?
Oh, man. That's,
Junior, what, you're not helping.
At this point, Junior, these cigars could last me the rest of my life.
I'm trying to figure out. Do I need to start putting my
but
order
But, you know,
in?
Here's the hard part. I don't know what I'm going to do to replace it. Let me tell you something. Cigar smoking offers me such a relaxation and a moment of enjoyment. You know, I don't drink, so that, you know, right. I can't cut that out because I don't drink.
You don't want to overeat. You don't want to.
You don't
do want
to pick up nothing else.
Yeah, but I want to do something. But what can I do, man? That's why I need suggestions, man.
I went to sex. Oh, I did. I mean, I don't know if that'll help you, but it relieves me. I mean,
yeah. Well, me too.
Yeah. You're right about that, but you know.
I hate this show.
I have very limited opportunities.
And everybody on it except you.
I'm having sex with the same person.
Can I ask y'all a question, honestly? Why does sex... Why does it... after you get married, why does it, like...
Feel like careful.
How do I say this?
You
well,
don't.
Let me put it to you this way.
Let somebody else say it.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody that ignorant.
A little boy was in the drugstore with his father one time. Uh-huh. Do I have time for this?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A little boy was in the drugstore with his father one time. And they was in the aisle, and he happened to be standing in front of condoms.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw a box of condoms that was a 3-pack.
Okay.
And he said, "Dad, what are these right here?" He said, "Well, son, that's for college students." That's, you know, okay. About to have a great weekend,
mm-hmm.
A wonderful night, all after a weekend. That's what that's for. He said, "Okay, Dad." Then he said, "Well, Dad, what is this box right here for?" And it has 6 of them in there. He said, "Well, son, that's for a high school student that, you know, might have some luck come his way, you know, this month." He said, "Okay." So he saw a 12-pack.
There you go.
And he said, "Dad, what is that for?" He said, "Oh, that's a 12-pack. He said, "That's for married men, son. That's one for every month."
See? Well, that's the problem I got right there.
You ain't gonna get to use all them. They're gonna lap over. Trust me.
All right, guys. Coming up, it is the nephew with Run That Prank Back.
Yeah.
You got a good one now?
You thug it out.
We'll be back at 44 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, national news with Miss Ann with the latest on the government shutdown. But right now, nephew's here. It's time to run that prank back. Come what you got, Nev?
Triple casket.
So stupid.
Triple casket.
He look around the room when he says
it. You want confirmation? Yeah. Like, we good with this.
Well, I need confirmation from somebody. Triple casket.
I'm with you on the time. You know I like it.
Run that cat. It is. Triple casket.
Jenkins Mortuary. This is Calvin. How may I help you?
Hey, Calvin, how you doing? My name is Brandon, man, or Brandon Giles. I'm calling. We've got somebody that has passed, actually, 3 people.
Well, I'm sorry for passed your away. Loss, sir.
I thank you for that, man. It was kind of expected.
Right.
So, you know, it wasn't something that caught us off guard. But, you know, but all in all, you know, we're still grieving about losing our loved ones, but I wanted to give you all a call. We're trying to pick a particular funeral home on who we want to take care
handle
of
the services.
Yes, okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, we can definitely help you with that. And once again, I just want to just let you know that we can pretty much do the whole gambit. We can make sure that your needs are taken from now on. We're here for you. Just wanted to get that out. What is your main need? You said 3 people, sir?
Yes. I wanted to bring attention to you. Do you guys customize caskets?
Yes, we do gold plating, engraving. We even have a new thing where we can put the picture of the person on the outside, like a semi-gloss coating. Okay. We have a couple options.
I don't need that or no gold or nothing like that. Listen, what I want to do, is there any way that you could maybe customize a casket that can accommodate 3 people?
Yes, we can customize each individual casket for each individual family member.
No, Calvin, that ain't what I'm asking. What I'm saying is if I want to, like I said, these my cousins, they was all close. You know, I don't have a problem with all 3 of them being in the same casket.
I get you. To my knowledge, as far as I've been in this business, I've never. I'm not really sure we can actually do that.
But what's the problem? If we can get them all in there and close the lid.
Sir. I think that's I don't even think if for one, it's legal in this state or any state, three people in one casket. And ethics-wise, that's not really something that, how can I say, that we actually, you know, push
But for. If you customize in a casket, Calvin, then you ought to be able to put as many people in there. If you make it deep enough and wide enough, ought to be able to get three people in there, right?
Well, the customization is the outer side of the casket. And maybe, you know, some people even put TV screens on the inside or some of their loved ones' memorable mementos. We customize it for that, you know, color-wise, size.
So what about when it's a person real big, you know, a heavy-set person? You know, you got to have a casket that can accommodate them, right?
Yes. But it,
okay, so
again,
so you ought to be able to put three people in one casket if they can fit. You put two one way and one the other way, then you ought to be able to have all three of them in there at one time.
Is there anybody else around you and your family that can help talk with me about this?
I'm talking to you right now. I'm trying to accommodate my cousins and get them straight. Yeah. And I'm asking you, can we get them in a casket that can accommodate three people? If you put two pillows on
that's not something we're really
That ain't something
with
your is used to doing, Calvin. But I'm calling you, that's the way I want this customized, man.
All right, brother. Look, brother. Just chill out with cussing, all right?
So we're trying to get three people.
Sir.
What? Yes.
I have a standard plan. It'd be a low-end standard plan for three individual caskets. That's all I can
We call. Ain't got. We don't have enough money for three individual caskets. I keep telling you that. We got room for one
like
casket. We just need the big enough, man,
that?
So you could get everybody in there and close the door.
I don't want to go back and forth with you, sir. I know this is a time of.
Then go. Then you ain't got to go back and forth with me. Build the that I need so I can bury my family.
I don't really know what to tell you, sir, but I'm just really trying to help. I'm trying to
Won't
help
you. Won't you tell me you're going to get three people in the casket looking
because
good?
We can't do that. We cannot do that.
Who the f*** you hollering at, man?
Sir,
I'm the one going through bereavement.
I understand that, but you're using foul language. It's just, we can't do it, brother. You hear me?
Hold on.
My cousin said
they wanted
I have
to use
the right to refuse. No, sir. No. We can't do
okay,
it.
Okay, look.
Hey, man.
Y'all going to bury these three people, and you going to put all three of them in the same
so
damn casket,
me,
man.
Now you're telling me what
two on one end and one on the other one, man.
Sir, if you're drinking, just stop.
Ain't nobody drink. Let me tell you something, man. Let me say this to you.
Yes,
what, your name
sir.
Calvin, right?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay,
Calvin
so Calvin, let me say this to you. Either y'all going to bury my cousins the way I want it, or Calvin, you going to get your that's what's going
to
happen.
Now, that's it right there, sir. I've been trying to be as professional as I can. This whole conversation is as crazy as it is. But now.
Ain't nothing crazy about it.
No.
I want you to bury my cousins.
Come on down here. I got some places to put your body and your cousin's body. How about that, huh?
Oh, you talking about doing something to me now?
Yeah, because you obviously.
You don't sound too damn confident. You don't sound too confident, Calvin.
I'm going to tell you right now. This ain't the place, and I'm not the one. You will be in the ground messing with us. Matter of fact, if you come here, I'm going to f*** you up. How about that?
Okay, Calvin. Let me tell you something, Calvin. Me and Tommy going to be down there today then. I'm bringing Tommy with me.
Who the f*** is Tommy, huh?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked, Calvin.
This is some b- Yo, y'all had me ready to whip my... I just want to know who put you up to this.
Reginald that works
Reggie.
At the, yes.
I'm a whip Reggie. You better watch what you drink. You better watch what you eat. I'm on your for revenge, Reg.
Hey, Calvin, give me this, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, you know it's nothing but the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all got Y'all got me, man. Y'all got me.
Feeling me? Anybody feeling me?
You know I am. You ain't got to ask.
Okay. King Tommy.
Anybody feeling me?
I'm not feeling
it. Trust me, it's some people right now wish they could have a triple casket.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, we
got to be on top of each other. I like that too, Tommy. Yeah. Head and shoulder, all the way up.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, more information on 2019 Sand and Soul Festival in the Dominican Republic. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, people need a break from this winter, okay? It's cold and everything. And they're thinking about planning vacation, you know.
Well, this what by the time Santa's so get here, be over. What you need a break from is them kids.
Say it again, Steve.
What you need a break from is them damn kids.
Don't worry about the season.
That's what Santa's soul is for. It ain't a break from the winter. Hell, it already be summer. You need a break from them damn kids. School is out, and they asses at the house.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Worst time of the year, my mom and them said, was summer vacation.
Oh, my God.
I'm feeling good about 2019. Okay. And I'm going to start off. This is the way I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Steve Harvey listening. My $99 special for two more weeks.
What?
My $99 special.
What?
For you to join me at my all-inclusive Sand and Soul Festival. We once again, you can ask anybody that was there if it wasn't slamming, jamming. Man. I bet you it was. Oh. We taking over the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, for five incredible days. Non-stop fun. Mark your calendars now for October 10th through the 14th, Columbus Day weekend.
Woo.
October 10th through the 14th, Columbus Day weekend. Here's some of what you'll enjoy.
Oh, my God. We had so much fun.
Yes. All inclusive.
Let's
food,
go.
Alcohol, 24-hour room service.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take my vegan chef if that's what I'm going to try this year.
Because you know you're going to fall off.
Yes.
Man, I was wrong on so many levels. There's a jacuzzi and a balcony in every room. That's 13 swimming pools, y'all. We got 11 restaurants. You can't get bored. We got 23 bars and lounges. Unlimited resort credits. And the largest casino in the Caribbean. I got put out the casino.
How you get put out?
Because I overwon. The dude that run it is a dude from Toledo. He said, man, this weekend was doing great till you hit them two jackpots, Mr. Harvey.
He overwon, he said.
Yeah, that's what they mad.
Because
I hit the jackpot. And all their proceeds, I was winning.
Just in there clowning.
Let's praise God for that.
Mr. Harvey, just wait.
If that wasn't enough, stand by and get ready to experience this.
What?
Welcome to Paradise. Genuine Live this year.
Genuine.
Pony, baby.
Pony, baby. Pony.
Yeah.
Jump on
it. Get on it.
Ride it, man.
All the way there.
Saddle weight.
And just for clearances, he's talking about grown folks.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fresh off this weekend, we need to clarify that.
He's got a beard
he's
now.
He's talking about grown folks.
Yeah, they talk about folks. That beard.
Who got a beard?
Genuine.
No.
Showtime at the Apollo.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The beauty bar that I walked into last year that was a huge success. Hosted by the fabulous Marjorie Harvey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Marjorie.
We got a party at Sea Day Cruise. I will not be on that.
I
don't go out to sea with drunk ass people. We got the Tears of Joy comedy show. We got the Act Like a Success masterclass.
Mm-hmm.
We got the 80s party with Dougie Fresh performing live.
Nice.
We got, oh Lord, help me, Father God, cigars and cognac.
Uh-oh.
Hand-rolled cigars. I'm going to have to save up.
You going to that?
Yeah, I'm going to have to save up.
Okay.
Casino Royal Party. Come razor sharp, dress to success. Dress for success. We're going to do a Casino Royal Party. You know how we had them theme nights?
Yeah.
Then we're going to do a Red Light District Grand Finale concert.
Ooh,
red light district.
Red attire suggested. We suggest red attire.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there for that.
Red light district party. Kid Capri performing live. Make your reservations. Leave your wallets at home. Go to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com or you can call 800-684-2825. 684-2825. Tell them Uncle Steve sent you. Let's show up, show out. Steve Harvey Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay, thank you. That sounds good. This is Ann Tripp with the news, everybody. A judge in Nashville, Tennessee has ruled that a white police officer's fatal shooting of a black man who was running away from him last July was not a justifiable use of lethal force. 25-year-old Daniel Hambrick was carrying a gun, but he was running away, not towards Officer Andrew Delkey. And judge says that Delkey had no reason to shoot him. So he says Delkey's criminal homicide case will be going to a grand jury.
Any person in Davidson County who shoots someone who is running away from them, shoots them in the back and kills them, needs to be held accountable.
Authorities say Delkey was looking for stolen cars, but that after checking Hambrick's and finding that it was not stolen, that Officer Delkey tried to make an arrest anyway. And dash cam video shows Delkey shooting Hambrick twice in the back and once in the head. Delkey says he feared for his life. The governor of Tennessee, Bill Haslam, has granted executive clemency to a woman named Centoya Brown, a young African-American woman whose case you may have heard of right here. Centoya has been serving a life sentence for killing a man when she was only 16 who'd paid to have sex with her. Her supporters say Centoya was a victim. She was homeless. She was alone. She was used by human traffickers, and she killed a man in self-defense. She had a host of people all over the country championing her case, including Rihanna and Kim Kardashian. Governor Haslam says that in this case, imposing a life sentence on a juvenile that would require her to serve at least 51 years before being eligible for parole is much too harsh. The White House says that President Trump will address the nation tonight in primetime at 9 o'clock. With the partial government shutdown and congressional impasse over the border wall now in its third week, there are now reports of long lines at airports, by the way, some of the unpaid airport personnel, TSA, people calling in sick. The partial government shutdown, by the way, could affect millions who rely on food stamps to feed their families. The food stamp program is run by the Department of Agriculture, which is one of the departments that's not getting funded. The IRS, though, says it will get those tax refunds out. Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey pled innocent yesterday to charges concerning alleged sexual assault stemming from an encounter in a Massachusetts bar 2 years ago. R. Kelly says he hasn't watched that controversial documentary that everybody's talking about, but he says he's suing everybody. And finally, it's National Man Watchers Day. Ooh, cute legs. Anyway, this is Ann Tripp with the news. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, today is National Poetry Day. I know you guys didn't know that, but you know who does know that? Our resident poet, the one and only Junior.
What?
Junior is here to give us some poetry.
You got a poem, man?
I got two poems for you today. But listen, can we get the lights on?
Okay. Ain't nobody doing all that.
I got it. Let me dim it for
you. It's the morning.
I just want the lights for the man.
I just want to dim the lights because poetry is important.
Okay, how's that? How's that?
Now, there's a group of angry people out there that do this all the time.
Uh-huh.
What? I'm one of them that do poetry.
Uh-huh.
Got one for you. Here it is. I wrote this. This is original.
We supposed to snap our fingers?
No, you ain't got to snap. Just listen. Here we go.
Angry.
Today is National Poetry Day. So I have a little rhyme. I'd like to whip it out and read it. It won't take up much time. Words are put upon this earth for understanding and communication. So go out and celebrate Poem Day here across this great nation. Mm-hmm. P.S. You cannot rhyme the word orange.
What?
What?
You can't rhyme the word orange.
The word orange is unrhymable.
What?
Unrhymable.
Orange is unrhymable.
What you do? You have anything go with it?
No. Don't even try.
Thank you.
Why didn't you use another word?
I just had to let y'all know. That's what y'all don't know about poetry. That we don't never use the word orange.
Okay.
Because it's unrhymable.
Yeah. He wrote this. He wrote this.
Now, here we go.
Corns.
Okay. Here's my last selection.
Okay.
I just can rhyme the word orange.
With a real word.
With a real word.
Somebody said they was going to the store. Somebody was going to buy orange. Somebody said, well, if you going down there, then hell, everybody going.
Stupid.
Uh-uh, Steve.
What? What? It's the way he said orange. Okay,
close,
here we go.
Though.
Here we go. It was closer.
Orange. Going.
I'm out.
Orange.
Yeah. Okay. Orange.
All right, what's up, Paul?
Here's the last one for y'all on National Poetry Day. Ask yourself, what is a poem?
Mm-hmm.
but mere words that people stop and listen to read in a book? No, 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 no. Yet we are too busy today to listen to the poem that others say. So remember, if a strange man or woman comes up to you with poem, take time to listen. And remember, again, you cannot rhyme the word on.
What the hell?
He is the worst.
What was that? What?
You're not doing no more, Dan.
But we say this every time. Oh, thank
you. Yeah, we got to do more of those. That was great.
I killed this. What?
You dropped the mic, dude.
Okay, oh, okay. The end? What was the last poem again? One more time. I'm still trying.
No. It was a poem, Tommy.
We gotta go.
The line was, you cannot rhyme the word orange. I told you in the first and backdoted in the second. This boy's a creator. Nailed it!
We gotta go. Coming up at 34 after the hour, we're gonna talk about Mr. Donald Trump right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In political news, the president will address the nation tonight in his primetime speech on border security. That goes down at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central. And the president also has plans on visiting the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. As we all know, Mr. Trump has shut down the government because of the lack of funding for his wall. The White House is asking for $5.7 billion, that is billion with a B, for a steel barrier. And Steve, listen to this. Now, this is according to MSNBC. The president also wants $4.2 billion to support a capacity of 52,000 detention beds, $563 million for 75 immigration judges, and $211 million to hire 750 more Border Patrol agents. $571 million for law enforcement officers in U.S. Communities to fight gang violence, smuggling, and trafficking. $800 million for humanitarian needs. And that includes medical care for detainees and $675 million to improve technology for inspecting vehicles coming through border checkpoints for contraband. What? We don't have no money left.
How are we going to pay for that?
Well, I know. Where's all this money coming from?
We got to be broke.
What was that total, though, Shirley?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't add it up.
Is that what he said, the $5 billion for?
This is an addition to the $5
billion. Oh, no, 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 dog. No, no. See, what they want to do is they'll give him the money for all of that. Mm-hmm. They will, because they've already agreed to do $1 billion or $2 billion
for border security.
They've already come to that. And, like, you know, I agree. You should have more Border Patrol officers. Mm-hmm. You know, you should have, you know, more judges so you can speed the process up if that's what it's for. You know, I agree with that. You know, if you want to do that, that's border security. But you can't get that in no damn wall. Ain't nobody finna build a wall, because then you still got the same problem. And there's a study out that says all the wall going to do is make it 47 seconds harder to get in here.
Mm. 47. Less than a minute.
47 seconds. That's about how long it's going to take the average person to clear that damn wall.
Yeah. And plus, they still have tunnels.
They're going to run a doggone ladder over there.
Tunnels, ladders, pole vault. We can get over the wall.
Airplane. Yeah. How about just airplane?
Yeah. A flight.
And yeah, but all that money, Steve, is in addition to the $5.7 billion.
A hot air balloon. Can't you get over there with a hot air
balloon? How about you just go down to California and walk around?
So he's going to do a speech tonight to what? To try to explain
to the American people
why he shut down the government for this?
I'm assuming he's going to try and break it down and make it all make sense as to why he needs all this money and stuff, you know?
Well, what about these
people? What happened to Mexico paying for it?
They told you before they wasn't paying for that wall.
Yeah, well, go back to them again. See if they'll change their mind.
Why?
Well, no. Mexico? No, because he wants to blame the Democrats now. Why do that when you can blame the Democrats?
This guy, as a president, man, this is a disaster for this nation.
This is the worst.
And for people not to even admit to that. You know what? Let me tell you what to watch for in this speech tonight.
Okay.
He's going to make all these repeated statements, and them damn Republicans going to stand up and applaud.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what he said.
Even when they know what he's saying is a lie or cannot happen. And the Democrats going to be sitting over there with their sitting on their hands, man.
Well, I think what this speech is tonight, Steve, is from the Oval Office. I think what you're talking about is the State of the Union, which will be in a few weeks. Yeah, but he'll probably repeat the same thing and have that same method and logic. That's stupidity. It's just stupidity to shut down the government. Nancy Pelosi said they're not giving him nothing.
Yeah, but he's, you and no, he, no mean no. You ain't getting damn
yeah, thing. And he's trying to blame it on the shutdown on the Democrats because they won't fund it.
He ain't getting none past Nancy. You do know this, though.
No, she don't look like she gonna give him a damn.
You ain't getting none past Nancy.
All right, we're moving on. Up next, it is the nephew with the prank phone call for today.
You ain't got to build a wall around this him.
I'm giving you side eye right now. You see that, don't you? All right, coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter. This is the subject for today. Am I trifling and ungrateful?
Probably are. If you got to ask.
Yeah. Ask. Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you ask, am I trifling and ungrateful, then you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you close to it?
Let's hear the letter and find out and see.
No, I'm going to go with what I just said.
All right. All right. We'll see. Again, the subject of my Strawberry Letter for today. Am I trifling and ungrateful? Steve says yes. All right. Nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
This is for, you know what, Shirley? This is for you.
Huh?
Carla.
What? How did I get into the prank?
Mississippi Monica. Neighborhood Watch.
Neighborhood Watch. Okay, that sounds good.
Sound all right,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Sound all right?
Yeah.
Title okay?
I'm going to love it no matter what.
Okay.
All right, team
Neighborhood
Tommy.
Watch.
All right, cool. No, let her run it, though.
Oh, God.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Johnny.
Yeah, it's Johnny.
Okay, you the one that be doing the neighborhood watch? You be walking your dog doing the neighborhood watch? Is that you?
Who's this?
Is this Johnny?
Who is this, man?
This is PJ. Answer my question. Are you Johnny?
Slow your roll. Slow your roll. I'm Johnny, and I do the neighborhood watch. Who is the damn PJ?
I'm PJ.
Baby, hold on, man. Don't call my phone yelling at me, charging me up.
Hey, man, I live two streets over from you, okay? And you're supposed to be the neighborhood watchman, but that ain't what you're doing. Now, I done caught you looking in the window at my wife. When I came outside, you was halfway down the street, you and your damn dog.
Okay?
So, you ain't watching the neighborhood. You looking, trying to see some in the window. That's what you're doing.
Picking some. Man, please, I don't look. Man, I do my job, man. I do the neighborhood watch. I make sure people ain't breaking nobody's houses. I got a wife. What the hell I want to look at somebody else's wife? I got a piece of at home.
Then you need to stay out from looking through people's window, man. You're supposed to be watching the neighborhood, not watching my wife's.
Where you say you live again? Cause
I live two streets. You know what? I tell you what, Mr. Johnny.
A damn Peeper Tom. I'm going to show you what a damn Peeper Tom is.
No, I'm going to show you one. No, I'm going to start looking through your window, looking at your wife. See, one peep deserve another peep, Mr. Johnny.
But bring your over here. I want you to look in my damn window. Man, who the hell is this? I ain't got time for this, man. I got a job. I got a mortgage. I got kids. I ain't got time for this, man. Go look at a job, man. Go find a job.
I got a job. But when I'm at work,
you got a job. Yeah, you got a job crying like a damn talking about somebody looking at your wife. Ain't nobody looking at your damn wife, man.
I got a job, but when I'm at my job, I'm wondering if your is back at the house looking through the window at my wife.
Please come to my damn house. Please.
I'm coming later tonight to look through the window at
fine. Man, what the hell are you talking about? Calling me, talking about peeping at your damn wife. Ain't nobody.
Because that's what your been doing, man.
No wife. You probably ain't got no wife. You probably married to a damn midget or something. Man, what the you talking about, man? Talking about not peeping at your wife. You
I've got a wife, and you is the one that been peeping at the window. And you call yourself watching the neighborhood, but that ain't what you're doing,
all I got to say, come over here now. Since you're around the neighborhood, you three streets, whatever, how many streets, whatever you are for me, come right now. I stand outside with my dog waiting on your. I want you to come by. Walk
I'm coming by. Later tonight when she gets out that shower the same way you was looking through my window. please, just come by. Don't wait. Just come by now, please. Hey, okay, I tell you what. I'll come by right now, but I'm bringing somebody with me. You ain't what? Brother, I'm getting ready to slow down so I can get ready and handle my business, man. I'm getting ready to go to work again today, man. What the hell are you talking about, bro? I got two damn jobs. I got a job to work during the day and at night. And in between, I do the neighborhood watch. I'm doing your service. I'm helping your lazy out. Why you still here watching people looking to see if they looking at your damn wife? Why don't you get you a second job or something, man? Why don't you Google? Why don't you look at muster.com or something? What the hell is wrong with you calling me talking about I'm peeping at your damn wife? Man, don't you ever call me with no man, who the hell is this anyway?
Do you want to know who it is?
Yeah, who the hell is this? Because I got something for you. Who is this?
I'm going to tell you who it is. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, Trisha.
I'm going to kick Trisha.
That ain't right, baby. That ain't right, baby.
Johnny.
Baby, that ain't right. Man, you got me, man, because I said ain't nobody going to get me on no prank, man. I don't fall for that. Man. I ain't got time for that, man.
Your wife told me you do the neighborhood watch. Oh, man, she said you do the neighborhood. You walk, you know, because what, you got a Rottweiler?
Yeah,
told me.
That's why I use, man, because I want to be safe, man. Just in case something happens, I just stick my Rottweiler on that.
Yeah.
Man, you got me bad, Tommy. Nephew, you got me bad, man.
You good?
I'm good, man. I'm going to get her, though.
All right. Let me ask you this, though. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Show. Damn, man.
I just want to know, is my 2019 stupid starting off right?
Yes, Lord.
I have to jump start 2019 the right way.
No, you didn't.
Huh? What'd you say, Steve?
Why would you jumpstart something that was in full blast when you left?
You don't think it's next level, Steve? You don't think it's next level?
There ain't no more level. He at the top. When it comes to stupid, he at the top of his game.
King! President and CEO.
You trying to run it, baby.
You did good.
Thank you, sir. Tampa, baby. Tampa, Florida. That's the first city on deck for the Nephew. It is January 24th through the 26th. I will be at the Improv in Tampa, Florida. That's an old stomping ground right there.
This year.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it my duty to walk out on one of your shows.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, that'd be great.
Don't do this to me, man. Don't make me tear up like this,
you
boy.
You shut it down,
don't
baby.
Make me tear up like this, boy. I ain't gonna lie. If you'd have come out there New Year's Eve and saw your boy growing into a king right there with DL and said, if you'd have seen me, I was actually in your slot. Yeah.
You was in his slot? Oh, hosted.
Yeah.
Because I was there. I was trying to figure out.
How hot was that?
I'm like too far, Tommy.
See, I don't know if they told you. Maybe saying the DL ain't called you, but
no, they I'm the
new king.
No, they
Tommy,
didn't.
Tommy,
No, leave
him
alone.
You don't want me to have his son.
No, leave him alone. They didn't call me.
They didn't call
me. They said a word to me.
Tommy, you were good. I was there.
I'm going to tell you this.
Did they email you, Steve?
No, I heard he was good.
He was good, Steve. He was.
Nobody touched you.
Did you hear they put my name over your name in the dressing room? Did you hear about that?
No, I heard you thought it was over. You know that. But
Steve.
Sid,
Tommy
text
was
me.
Good, but Sid and DL was fire.
Hey, what the hell?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Pop-ting.
Did she pop-ting? No, Junior, but after, she gonna pop-ting me on my tickets, though.
No, but hold up, though. This is what she did to you. Sip pop-ting, pop!
Stop, I had to get
him, nephew.
Pow on the back.
Oh, man.
But that would be great if you did that, though, Steve.
I would love to see Big Dog come out.
Oh, man, I want to do it, too, because
I want you to come light it up. Come on. Have some fun, man. You come get this mic one more time.
No, I don't want to do nothing.
You should film it.
I'm going to just walk out.
Oh, you just going to walk out there?
All right, look.
Well, if you want to practice your walkout, you can always do it at the J Spot. I'm always
yeah. walking. That ain't a long enough walkout.
Tonight, yeah, Jay. Yeah. Tonight.
Come on out and walk out.
That's a skip, yeah. hop, and step up.
Whatever you call it, do it.
Just don't order any tacos.
You gotta order them. You should have ordered them last week.
Yeah.
You better order them today.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Thank you, guys. Up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. Yeah. Subject: Am I trifling or just ungrateful? Steve says yes. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter. What is so darn funny, guys? Submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter.
You need to take your throat out and rinse it off.
He's clowning me. I know. I'm struggling this morning. I am.
Oh, man.
I am struggling. All right. But anyway, yeah. So click Submit Strawberry Letter if you want to send us a letter, please. And that goes for you, Mississippi. That goes for you, Dayton, Ohio, our two brand new affiliates.
Dayton, Ohio. What's up, Dayo?
Yeah. Get in the game, baby. Get in
All
the
right,
game.
All right, Dayton. Well, get in the game, because Alabama wasn't in the game last night. They was not in the game. I'm sorry.
Why you won't bring that up? Well, you don't keep it in Alabama, Tommy.
Well, roll tide then.
Tommy. Tommy,
I'm
you
sorry.
Understand,
I'm sorry.
Man.
Then they gotta wear all that stuff home on the plane. Ooh, that's even worse.
What, Jay? What'd you say?
All that Alabama gear.
Don't wear it.
Wear that on.
Don't wear it.
From last night.
What, they was in California last night? Get your California shirt. Wear that on.
Stop with that souvenir shop. That's two stops.
Yeah, get you a Laker jersey. You right there.
You better get you a Laker jersey.
Something that's winning.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, thank you, nephew. I'm going to try to get through this. All right, subject, am I trifling or ungrateful? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 42-year-old single mother, and I have two teenage children that live with me. At my age, I wanted to become a homeowner and stop renting. So I started looking for an affordable place to buy. My mom recently received a financial blessing, so she offered me to buy me a house. Hesitantly, I agreed. I found a small, affordable home, and my mother bought it. I pay the mortgage, but the house is in my mom's name, which is why I was hesitant to go through with the deal. I should have followed my first mind, because since I have moved in, I have not had any peace in my home. On several occasions, I came home to find that my mother had put pictures on the wall, put up curtains, and bought pieces of furniture for my house. She is a thrifty shopper, so I don't like any of the design choices she has made. One day, she dropped off 10 vases and told me she planned to keep fresh flowers in them and put them throughout my house to liven it up. She comes over every other day, and she stays overnight, too. This is unacceptable. So I had to tell her that enough is enough. I asked her to please text or call me before coming by. She made sure to remind me that it's her house. She called me an ungrateful heifer. Dang. And said I was trifling for not appreciating the way she's trying to help me to decorate the house. I haven't talked to her, nor have I seen her in a week. So I guess it worked. I don't want to be at odds with my mom. I'm very grateful for all she's done, but I need her to respect my space. Am I wrong? Please help. No, you're not wrong. You are absolutely not wrong. Especially, you know, as long as you spoke to your mom in a respectful way, and it sounds like you did. But boy, this is really a case for going with your first mind, for going with your gut here. This has got to be in the top five of that, you know? You knew it would be a problem, though, which is why you said you were hesitant in the first place. But that down payment, your mama's money, was dangling in your face, so you went for it. The lesson for you here is, you know, you should have got your name on the house as well. You know, yeah, your mom paid the down payment, but you could have put your name on the deed. shortly after purchase, you could have done like a quick claim, you know, transaction, or just waited until you came up with the money for your own house. You could have done that because you've been looking for a while. You could have been a little more patient. I understand you wanted to get the house, though, and you found one, and it was right there, and your mom was there. But in the meantime, yes, your mom is out of order. When you give someone a gift, you don't hover it over them, you know, and invade their space like your mom's doing, constantly remind you that it's her house. That's not right. I mean, she's throwing it up in your face every chance she gets. Furthermore, you're paying the mortgage. It is your house. I'm glad she's decided to remove herself from the situation. And you could probably, you know, a little later on, give it some time, call her and, you know, make your apologies. You guys make up. She's your mom. She's not going anywhere. But, yeah, she's wrong to do all of this. I mean, nice to help you, but wrong as far as this is concerned. Steve?
Well, anytime y'all ready for me to make the clarifying statement of this letter, please stop me in the middle of it and ask me at any time, Steve, do you have a clarifying statement?
Okay.
And I'm going to make it. Let's start with the letter. 42, single mama, 2 teenage children. You know, she always thought that by then she'd be a homeowner. Most people do. That's a great goal in life, you know, be a homeowner, stop renting. So you start looking for an affordable place. Your mom ran into a financial blessing. See, now, here we go. Let's start. This is a financial blessing.
Uh-huh. That's what she said.
All your problems started with what you considered a blessing. See, careful. Your mama came up with a financial blessing. This wasn't yours. This wasn't them kids. This wasn't your daddy's. This wasn't none of your siblings. Your mama had a financial blessing. So she offered to buy me a house. Hesitantly, I agreed. Why? Why would you hesitantly agree? But you found a small, affordable home, and my mother bought it. Your mama bought it. Mm. I paid a mortgage, but the house is in my mama name.
Ooh.
Now, if your mother was truly buying you the house, why wouldn't she just give you the down payment and let you own the house? That is because this was never the intention. She's just gonna let you stay there.
Right.
Which is why I was hesitant to go through the deal. I should have followed my first mind. I have not had any peace in my home. It's because it ain't yours. See, let's just go and get to this right. On several occasions, I came home and found my mother had put pictures on the walls and curtains and bought the place furniture in her house.
Oh, my God.
For my house. That's because it's her house.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming
anytime
up.
Y'all want the clarifying statement when we come back, just ask.
I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
We'll be back at 23 after the hour with today's Strawberry Letters subject. Am I trifling or ungrateful? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter.
Well, the recap is simple. It's a woman over here, 42, got these kids, always wanted to own a house. Her mama ran into a financial blessing, a gift from God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Then her mama decided she'd help her daughter out by buying her a house. So she bought the house.
Yeah.
She paid a mortgage, but it's in her mama's name. Which is why she was hesitant in the first place. Let's go over what I said. I have not had any peace in my home. Well, that cause it ain't yours. On several occasions, I came home and find my mother put pictures on the wall, put up curtains, and bought pieces of furniture for my house. Excuse me, her house. She's a thrifty shopper, so I don't like any design choices she made. One day, she dropped off 10 vases, told me she planned to keep fresh flowers in them and put them throughout my house to liven it up.
Yeah.
She won't put it in her house. And they ain't going to stay live. You're going to have a bunch of dead-ass flowers in the house.
Is now a good time?
She comes over. You want it? Anytime you want it.
What's the clarifying statement?
can't let black people put their name on nothing. This is what this is all about. You can't let black people put their name on nothing and then try to act like they ain't got no say-so. That's the clarifying statement. Okay. I'll give it to you anytime you want it. Okay. Here's another one. She come over every day. She stays overnight, too, because she at her house. This is unacceptable. Yeah. And unacceptable to who? My name on the... What? You don't like it? So I had to tell her that enough is enough. I asked her to please text or call me before coming by. Why I got to call you to come by my house? She made sure to remind me that it's her house. She had a deed with her.
Hey, Steve.
Huh?
Can you make a clarifying statement?
You can't let black people put their name on nothing.
Please.
Nothing. Not the lease, the mortgage. They can't co-sign no damn loan. They can't rent you no damn car. You can't let their ass buy you a car. They can't rent a car. They can't get you a truck to move in.
Oh, man.
You ain't packing all that stuff in that truck. I got to carry it back.
Yeah. Your prescription up?
You can't get a prescription. I need two of them pills. You can't do nothing. So you can't let black people put their name on nothing. I've been around black people my whole life. I'll be 62 years old in a minute. I've been black the whole time. All my relatives is black. Every last one of them.
I know.
You can't let them put their damn name on nothing. She called me ungrateful heifer. That's the beginning. That's her opening statement. Is you ungrateful heifer? You ought to hear. You wait till you get to the reunion,
man,
and find out what your ass really is.
Clarify a statement.
You can't let black people put their name on nothing, and you're not finna hear about it. You can best to believe this here. And said I was trifling for not appreciating the way she was trying to help me decorate the house. Don't nobody want all these old ass decorations in here. Because, Mama, you old. Got all these blue farm plates sitting up on top of the mantelpiece. Got that big giant wooden spoon and fork on the wall.
Yes, yes.
Coming in here, I'm hearing my daddy in here hammering walnut paneling up on the wall.
Not wood paneling.
Mama, who ordered this shag carpet? Why is it a rake in the corner?
Raking it? Oh my God.
Mama, where you get that from? That's a TV stand, baby. A TV stand.
They don't do those anymore.
For the color TV to sit on. Mama, I want a flat screen.
Yeah.
Flat screens is the devil. How's all that little stuff coming out of that flat screen? There ain't nothing but that's Satan. You gonna get a picture tube is what you need. Christians have picture tubes. I haven't talked to her, nor have I seen her in a week. Well, hell, that's lucky. She coming back, though. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to her, nor seen her in a week. Oh, she getting a lawyer.
What?
She getting a lawyer. When you come over there, you're going to have eviction notices. And people going to be saying goodbye to your ass. So I guess it worked. There ain't nothing work. Her name's still on the damn deed. I don't want to be at odds with my mama. I am very grateful for all she's done. But I need her to respect my space. Am I wrong? You ain't got no space.
Clarifying
I just
statement.
Told you, you can't put black people name on nothing.
Stupid.
That's her house. That's her house. That's her TV. That's her room. That's her car. That's her porch. That's her tree lawn.
Hey, can black people rent you a room?
If they rent you a room, you might come home and don't be no dough on it.
Wow.
Steve. And I'm going to tell you another statement, too.
What?
Poor people don't share good. Just want to let you know that. Because somebody have to be in charge of the other poor person. poor people don't share good. I'm just trying to teach y'all something now.
Stop.
Because the poor person, somebody has to feel like they in charge. Uh-huh. Soon as a poor person get a little something, handful of quarters, and you ain't got no quarters, oh, you finna hear about it.
All right, Steve.
Oh, you finna hear about it.
Well, clarifying statement before we go.
You can't let black people put their name on nothing.
All right, we got to get out of here. Email
and expect
us.
Your ass ain't finna hear from me.
Cable
no more.
Too, dog. Cable.
Cable.
Email us, Instagram us.
I don't even like Sports Center. I just want a regular package.
Go to Steve Harvey FM. And coming up in 10 minutes, Comedy Roulette, guys. And did you see last night's National College Championship game?
Did we see it?
Yeah.
Did the Roll Tide see it?
All right, that's all coming up, Steve, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, Comedy Roulette is coming up, of course. But before we get to Comedy Roulette, Junior, what do you have for us, sir? Please.
Fellas, anybody, do anybody want to say anything to the state of Alabama today? Do what, anybody?
What we so have here.
God. To say goodbye. To yesterday.
Oh, last night was a beast, man.
How about Oops Upside the Head, Steve?
Oops,
how about that
that's
one?
That's a good jam.
Yeah, that's a good one, boy.
Okay, so what? Explain, because I'm not into college football like that at
they
all.
They wasn't either.
Yeah. They didn't show up either.
Clemson just kept their foot on the gas pedal, man.
Oh.
Yeah. They would not let them up, man. They wouldn't let them up. They beat. I ain't never seen Alabama take a whooping like that.
That's
I'm telling you right
now,
if really? Y'all understood the culture of Roll Tide Roll.
Now, I have heard of that. I have heard of that.
Oh, it's serious.
It's very
man.
Serious.
And some people might not go to work, really.
No, it, no, today. No. They off.
Liquor stores out of gin.
Oh, yeah. Liquor stores is out of all alcohol after this ass whooping.
What
Clemson did to Alabama last night, liquor stores is out of all alcohol. Ain't no alcohol
Kleenex
in that Bama.
No.
Well, hold up. Why don't you guys put this into Comedy Roulette?
This right here?
That's one of the categories, and who knows, it might land on that. It's time for Comedy Roulette.
Well, hell,
can I set it up?
We ain't got to roll it. Let's just go straight.
Set it up.
Go ahead, Jay.
Let me set it up. Comedy Roulette is something we do from time to time since we get so many new listeners that listen to the show.
Yeah, and in Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, and Dayton, Ohio, Steve.
There
well,
you
we
go,
take
Jay.
Four subjects and we put them on the wheel. Then we spun the wheel around. Uh-huh. Where the wheel stops is where we do the damn thing.
It's the past tense of spin, Jay.
Means to be spun.
These are the categories, comedians. Ready? Things you have to say to get out of a fight. That's number one. Number two. Uh-huh. Yeah, I like it.
I thought. Go ahead.
Number two, things Alabama fans are saying to themselves, oh, right now, okay.
after last night?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't have to put that on
yeah,
the wheel.
That's in there, right? That's in there. All right, number three, stuff you say at the store once you take something back and you know you've used it, okay?
Mm-hmm,
you know
you do.
That's a good one right there.
Mm-hmm, that's really
and number four, things lonely people say to you as to why they don't have anyone, as to why they're
just lying.
Uh-huh. All right, spin the wheel, Cat, please.
Spin it.
Mm. Mm.
Okay.
Good job, think.
No, it didn't for
oh,
real.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
It stopped on, guys. Things Alabama fans are saying to themselves now.
Let's go, baby.
Come on,
let's
Junior.
Go with it.
Comedian.
This ain't going to be nice, Alabama.
Come on.
Be nice, Jay. Go,
Junior. Oh, you want me to kick it off?
Yeah.
I know one thing they said to themselves. One thing Alabama fans are saying to themselves, has anybody spoke to that elephant? Because he probably going to kill himself.
Come on, Jay. Let's go,
Jay. Here's what they saying to themselves. I'm going to need y'all to wash this red and white stuff off my face before I get on that damn plane.
Nephew.
Here's one they got to be saying. Uh-huh. I don't know why, but... God's got to be mad at us for some reason for this to happen.
All right, Comedy Roulette, Steve. Things Alabama fans are saying to themselves.
I'm telling you right now, they was cheating. They had on too much orange. Just orange, orange, orange is too much.
But it's just a game.
Yeah.
Oh, it's more than a game.
It's a lifestyle.
No. Oh, no, I'm going to tell you how serious it gets, Shirley.
Okay, come on.
This is probably something somebody that's an Alabama fan probably saying. Uh-huh. You know, I named my son Nick Saban. Putting them up for adoption.
Oh, is that serious like that?
He can't live here no more.
I'm going to tell you something an Alabama fan is saying right now. I'm going to be the first to say it, but we're going to need some more colored boys out there. That's what we need.
Jay.
Here's what one of them got to be saying. What? We lost mainly because we didn't score enough points. But you take that away, and you got yourself a tie. I'm telling you.
Yeah, good one, nephew. Good one. All right, Steve. Things Alabama fans are saying to themselves.
All right, now listen. Okay. Interstate 20 connects Birmingham and South Carolina. Uh-huh. But I tell you what, don't let us catch your ass on it.
They're really mad. Yeah, they're really mad.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I don't know what.
They're saying all of this in Alabama. They said
all this is being said in Alabama.
Yeah. You know no what? Idea. We lost that game last night, but I told them they can't whoop our ass for real. I know that.
How about this one? Roll Tide, shut up. Just shut up. I don't even want to hear it.
All right, Steve, come on, close it out. Things Alabama fans are saying to themselves.
You know, I think they won the game.
Why?
I think they won the game, and I don't want to be the one to put it out there, but I think because they had a white quarterback. That's probably it. Keep giving all these Negroes and Hawaiians all these shots. That's what we get for trying to be impartial.
He gave all of them.
All right, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is Comedy Roulette. Yeah.
In the words of George Wallace, segregation now. We should have stuck with it. Now look what didn't happen.
All right. Thank you, guys, I think. Coming up at the top of the hour, check this out, guys. Finally, some justice for Centoria Brown. Tennessee governor has granted her clemency. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Finally, justice for Centoria Denise Brown. Now, this was the woman who was serving a life sentence for killing a man who bought her for sex when she was just 16 years old. You guys may remember this story. Mm-hmm, she's been granted clemency, thank God, and thanks to the Tennessee governor, Bill Haslam. He's granted it executive clemency to Centoria Brown. She's been serving a life sentence for that murder. She committed a murder when she was 16 years old. Her case was championed by a number of celebrities, including Rihanna, Ashley Judd, and Kim Kardashian. Centoria Brown's supporters have said that she acted in self-defense when she killed 43-year-old Johnny Mitchell. Johnny Mitchell Allen is his name. This was back in 2004. Claiming that she feared that he would kill her after he took her to his house for sex. Since then, Centoria Brown has been pleading her case, explaining that she was a sex trafficking victim at the time and feared that her life was in danger. Wow. Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam commuted Centoria Brown's sentence of life imprisonment and is now scheduled to be released to parole supervision on August 7th of this year. So that is great news.
August 7th?
August 7th of this year, yeah.
Why so long?
But it's we waiting August 7th.
Well, you know. Bureaucracy, yeah, red tape, all of that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than life.
Yeah, she's getting out. That's the good news.
You got to give the governor credit.
Yes, and we definitely do.
Can't block that blessing. You went from life to August. I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know.
Finally, justice. Bro.
Yeah.
But, man, that's so unfair of the woman. I mean, what do you want women to do? You bought her. Mm-hmm. Well, hold up, dog. What you mean you bought her? Yeah, how this go?
Yeah, she was 16.
Man, 16, 30, 40, 85. Bye.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You gonna buy this woman, abuse her like that? Ain't, man, nobody finna sit up and take all that. Come on, man, that's crazy. Yep. What was she supposed to do? Why is she in jail in the first place? That they didn't hear that part? He bought her. He sex trafficked her. She feared for her life. She killed him. What? Everybody yeah. good with that
nah,
story?
Nah, I hear you.
Yeah, that story sounds good. That's open and shut.
I know. I've often wondered, are these people hearing the same case that we're hearing? Are they seeing the same things that we see when they make these kinds of...
Well, she was a juvenile, and they tried her as an adult.
Hello, but not to bring this up again, but the juror in Surviving R. Kelly, old foreign-sounding dude, I didn't believe any of the girls.
I didn't
the way
they
were dressing.
Yeah.
I don't care if them little girls had on panty sets. Mm-hmm. They 14.
Yeah. Right.
They're children.
They're kids, man.
Yeah.
I don't think they came out in high heel shoes and bikinis. They kids. Yeah. But he's sitting up with his old decrepit ass, racist, cause they I didn't like they were dressed. I didn't believe none. How you ain't believe none of them? One thing my mama always said, everybody ain't going to tell the same lie.
Hmm.
Mm,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not the
same
way.
The
same
lie.
Not the same way.
Yeah,
the
dog,
same
different people telling the exact same lie. I was in the room. I couldn't come out. I didn't get fed. I got slapped. I was made. I couldn't call nobody. I was ordered to do this. I was in training. Everybody can't tell the same lie.
Yeah.
Not everybody. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Everybody
Steve.
Can't tell the same lie. See, a lie, man, is for deception. Everybody can't tell that same one because it's a lie.
Yep.
See, if everybody repeating the same thing over and over and over and over,
somebody lying.
Yeah.
See, you can't. That's so. This woman gets clemency. First of all, thank you to the governor.
Yeah,
for seeing
Governor Bill Haslam.
Because there's been other governors that have ignored this. I really appreciate him. I hate that it's taken to August. I don't get that part, but August is better than life.
Mm-hmm.
She did kill the guy, but man, I can't think of a better reason to protect yourself. It's called self-defense.
She shouldn't have been in
and somebody's abusing you. I don't.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You know,
yeah,
where
you
I'm from,
a 16-year-old to life.
Man.
Right.
For, yeah.
Life.
Right.
This was 2004?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's crazy, man.
Wow.
16-year-old for life.
2004? Mm-hmm. So she already did 14.
Yeah.
She's about 15. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. So she's 30 now?
Close
she's
to it.
She's 30,
yeah.
31?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Jesus.
It's a long time, man. Mm-hmm. A long time.
Man.
Half of her life, her young life.
Oh, dog, she's done the exact same amount of time she's been on earth, has been in a prison and in one of the most critical parts of her life. But praise God, she gets out and hopefully she can get into a support system that can get her, you know, loved and guided and protected, you know, so she can get out and have, you know, maybe one day find real love. Start a family, you know, be a happy, have
rebuild
a happy
her
life, you know.
Yes.
No,
that's
let's just hope prison hasn't done.
Man, not institutionalized.
The mental
because
aspect.
Prison is so damaging.
Yeah.
It's
but
so
maybe
damaging.
She can get some therapy when she gets out.
And they're doing, you know, they did a documentary about this. Mm-hmm. This is how everybody found out about the case, you know, if you didn't know locally. So I think they're going to do a follow-up documentary. She's been doing schooling and stuff. She's been rebuilding herself while in prison, too, educating herself and things like that. So you're right, Steve, when she gets out, hopefully, you know.
I just don't understand how this go that long. From 04
you know how many brothers and sisters are in jail for way more time than the crime they got? It's a lot
man,
of them.
A lot of them. A
lot of them.
But it's a lot of women in jail for the same thing.
Same thing.
For killing an abusive man. It's a lot of women incarcerated for that, man. A lot.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The IRS announced on Monday evening, actually, that despite the government shutdown, it will process tax returns starting January 28th and issue tax refunds as planned. That's a move ordered by the White House earlier. The IRS has sent close to 90% of its workforce home without pay due to the government's partial shutdown and according to a contingency plan published by the agency in December. IRS offices are closed, tax questions are not being answered, and prior to Monday's announcement, there was a concern that refunds to early filers this year might not be issued on time if the shutdown dragged on. According to Yahoo.com, Russ Vought, acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, told reporters Monday afternoon that the administration would be updating guidance from past shutdowns in order to allow for tax returns to be fulfilled during the ongoing partial shutdown.
Can they talk to Trump about his taxes while they over there doing all
exactly,
that?
Exactly.
I hope the damn IRS fold up and burn to the ground.
With all their records.
I don't give a damn it is shut down. I wish it would get lost. I wish it would shut down permanent.
But the one government agency that everybody wishes would. Yeah, shut down in the shutdown.
And then when we do open up, when we do open
up. Don't
ever
open up.
Yeah.
Quit calling me. Lose my information.
Shred
what
it.
I want.
Shred me. Shred it.
I want to be able to call down there, sir, we have no record of you.
Great.
What? You're good. You're good.
No, Lord, this is how to go. Sir, we have no record of you. What? Oh?
That's you, Steve.
Yeah. We have no record of you even being on file, sir. Let me.
Yeah, you've paid all your taxes.
Sir, let me give you my Social Security number again. 222-222-222.
Sir, that is not correct. Sir, could you read that number again?
222-222-222.
Sir, I hear nervousness in your voice. Are you lying to me?
Really? No. You don't have record of that?
Not at all. We don't see your name or anything here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't hear you.
Let me give you my my federal ID number for one of my companies.
He wants to make
sure. Dash 29.
That's not the number we have, sir. I don't know if you sent this in. We have a number 777.
Let's be sure.
Do you know anything about
Why
are you about to cry? He's happy.
Tears of joy.
Yeah.
Do you have that number?
No, we don't have that number, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
But just out of curiosity, how much would it have been?
I'm rich. I'm rich for real.
For real, for real.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's stupid.
I'm rich for
he's
real.
Stupid.
Yeah.
You're not gonna pay it.
Don't y'all let this.
Just out of curiosity, how much would you have paid if we had your information, sir?
What?
Yeah.
It would have been 40% of everything I have.
Pull yourself together.
I don't have to sit it. It's April 15th. I don't have to sit it.
We have no record.
Oh, Jesus. I'm finna go.
All right, we'll be back with more of this ignorant show. Welcome aboard, Jackson, Mississippi, and Dayton, Ohio. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm feeling good about 2019. And I'm going to start it off. Yes. This is the way I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Steve Harvey listeners, my $99 special for two more weeks.
What?
My $99 special.
What?
For you to join me at my all-inclusive Sand and Soul Festival. We once again, you can ask anybody that was there if it wasn't slamming jamming. Right. I bet you it was. Oh. We taking over the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, for five incredible days.
Don't
nonstop fun. Mark your calendars now for October 10th through the 14th, Columbus Day weekend. Woo. October 10th through the 14th, Columbus Day weekend. Here's some of what you'll enjoy.
Oh, my God. We had so much fun.
Yes. All inclusive.
Let's
food,
go.
Alcohol, 24-hour room service.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take my vegan chef if that's what I'm going to try this year.
Because you know you're going to fall off.
Yes.
Man, I was wrong on so many levels. There's a jacuzzi and a balcony in every room. That's 13 swimming pools, y'all. We got 11 restaurants. You can't get bored. We got 23 bars and lounges. Unlimited resort credits.
Wow.
Y'all be there for that.
And the largest casino in the Caribbean. I got put out the casino.
How you get put out?
Because I overwon. The dude that run it is a dude from Toledo. He said, man, this weekend was doing great till you hit them two jackpots, Mr. Harvey.
He overwon, he said.
Yeah, that's what they mad. Because I hit the jackpot. And all their proceeds, I was winning.
Just in there clowning.
Let's praise God for that.
Mr. Amen. Mr. Harvey, this way.
If that wasn't enough, stand by and get ready to experience this.
What?
Welcome to paradise. Genuine Live this year.
Genuine.
Pony, baby.
Pony, baby. Pony.
Yeah.
Jump on
it. Get on it.
Hey, ride it, man.
All the way there.
Saddle weight.
And just for clearances, he's talking about grown folks.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fresh off this weekend, we need to clarify that.
He's got a beard
he's
now.
He's talking about grown
talk about
folks.
That beard.
Who got a beard?
Genuine.
No.
Showtime
no.
at the Apollo. The beauty bar that I walked into last year that was a huge success, hosted by the fabulous Marjorie Harvey.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, Mar.
We got a party at Sea Day Cruise. I will not be on that.
I
don't go out to sea with drunk ass people. We got the Tears of Joy comedy show. We got the Act Like a Success masterclass.
Mm-hmm.
We got the 80s party with Dougie Fresh performing live.
Nice.
We got, oh, Lord, help me, Father God, cigars and cognac.
Uh-oh.
Hand-rolled cigars. I'm going to have to save up. Casino Royal Party. Come razor sharp, dress to success. Dress for success. We're going to do a Casino Royal Party. You know how we had them theme nights?
Yeah.
Then we're going to do a Red Light District Grand Finale Concert.
Ooh.
Red Light District.
Red attire suggested. Yeah. We suggest red attire.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be there for that.
Red Light District Party, Kid Capri performing live. Make your reservations, leave your wallets at home. Go to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com or you can call 800-684-2825. 800-684-2825. Tell them Uncle Steve sent you. Let's show up, show out, Steve Harvey Nation.
All right, Steve, coming up, closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are. We're at the last break of the day. It's been a big day, a good day. Whew, we learned a lot today, Steve. Take us home with some inspiring and enlightening closing remarks.
You know, yesterday, because of the new year, I want to share something else with you all. I want you to do this in 2019. Lean on God's promises. You know, it's really not that difficult. His promises are true. He does love you. He's proven it time and time again. The reason that you know God loves you, I mean, just think about it. Look back on 2018, 17, 16, 15, 14, right on down the line, and think of all the things that you didn't think you would make it through. And he brought you through anyway, even without you directly asking him to. I mean, let's be real. We ain't prayed about everything. Let's just go and keep it 100. We ain't really talked to him about everything. Let's keep it 100. We ain't really confided in him and sought his counsel and advice on everything. We done all stepped out there and done some stuff on our own. We made our own decisions. We made some beds we had to lay in. But in spite of that, did he not bring you through all of it? Answer the question. I'm talking to you. Answer the question. 2018, 17, 16, 15. Did he not bring you through everything you thought you wasn't going to make it through? Even if it was a health issue, he brought you through it, you're still here. Did not he do it? Even when you didn't ask him to. Let's just have a real conversation going into 2019. So now, what I've decided to do, because I fall into that category. See, I'm not talking to you like, let me tell y'all something to help straighten y'all out. No, no. This for Steve Harvey, too. This is very much for Steve Harvey. See, I've lived this. That's how I know this, without pen, paper, notes, or anything, because I done lived this. I've not confided and conferred with him on everything, but because of his goodness and his pure love for me, he brought me through some things I really didn't know how I got on the other side. I look back and said, man, remember that old song old people used to sing, My Soul Look Back and Wonder How I Got Over? I've looked back and went, man, I got through that and I didn't even get toe up behind it. I'm Isaiah 43:1-2. I can walk through the fire and not get burned, nor will kindling set upon my clothing. Which means I've walked through the fire, came out the other side. It didn't even look like I was on fire, and it wasn't no soot on me. There was no signs that I was in the fire. That's how good God has been to all of us. So in 2019, to amplify that, I have decided in 2019 that I'm going to approach 2019 with the expectations that God is going to do great things for me, that God is going to take me to places I've never gone before, that he's going to lift me higher than I've ever been, that he's going to see me through every challenge, setback, and hardship that besets me in 2019. I expect him to continue to show his greatness to me, because he always do. I expect 2019 to be better than 2018. I expect this to be my season. I expect doors to open that have been closed to me in the past. I expect healing in my body. I expect clear, concise understanding. I expect the element of confusion to be removed from me. I expect to have direction in 2019. I expect it. If you live your life in expectation of God, if you start putting most stuff at his feet, if you start laying most stuff out for him, he does more. He's a do-it-all God. He's a show up right now God. He's a man. He's awesome. God is really awesome, y'all. God is really the best thing that's available for us in 2019. We don't need no more agents. We don't need no lawyers. We need more God. I'm telling you flat out, in 2019, I'm expecting to be closer to him. Now, am I going to be perfect? By no stretch of the imagination. Am I going to try to be perfect? Be honest with you, I probably ain't even going to try to be perfect, because I already know I ain't going to make it. I already know that. But I'm going to be closer to him. I'm going to spend 2019 talking with him a little bit more. I'm going to spend 2019 expecting my dreams to come true. I'm going to spend 2019 expecting doors to open, even when people tell me they're going to close them. I expect great things to happen for me. If I were you, I would take 2019 and approach it with the aspect of expectation and see what happened. Go back over the rest of the years. Ain't he done what he said he was going to do plus some? Why would he not continue? So why would you not expect it? Those are my closing remarks. That's it.
Yes, sir.
So, yes,
you better
sir,
drop
yes,
it. That. You better drop that.
Yeah. Did he drop it or slap it?
He threw that down.
Slapped it and threw it in the floor.
Man.
And hang in Alabama. For the new listeners out there that don't understand why I say y'all have a great weekend, it's because I expect it to be a great weekend when it get here, and I expect to be here when it get here. So I start on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday by saying, have yourself a great weekend, because I expect it to get here now. So let's get out of here. Y'all have a great weekend.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.